You ask so many questions. Don't you ever get tired? Do you know how exhausting it is to be around you? It's like being mentally drained over time. Strawny, why are you taking me by the sleeve? Strawny, why are you locking me into an empty room? Strawny, what's the suspicious item you have in your bag? It's a flashlight. I don't know why you, of all people, are pretending you don't know what this is either. It's kind of comical. You probably use one every night to jerk that pathetic dick of yours off. Well, of course it's pathetic. You're a virgin, aren't you? Do you know the purpose of the male reproductive organ? It's to mate, to pass on your genetic data, and the furthest yours has ever gone is in a disgusting, crusty sock you keep under your bed. That, or they swim about in your nasty belly button because you're too stupid to comprehend you're supposed to clean yourself. I truly wonder what the correlation is between being a nerd and being so fucking gross and greasy. You are quite literally the perfect case study. Enough with the questions. Holy fuck, you are so annoying. I want to make you cry. There. Oh, that got you scared of me. Why? Is it because men aren't supposed to cry? Is the big man scared to show he has emotions? It's apparently one of the top 10 embarrassing things a guy could ever do. Not just cry. Cry in front of a girl. I have to invoke strong emotions for that, so inflicting pain and pleasure seems to be the best way. Relax, low IQ. It's not CBT. It's mental pain. You know, name calling or pointing out the obvious that you don't want to face when you wake up in the morning. Time to start. Don't resist me, what the fuck? You scared I'm gonna laugh at your manhood or something? It's already hard. It's throbbing, what the fuck? That's so disgusting. You couldn't even wait a little bit, could you? Fine, I'll put it in the toy. You are a freak, you know that? Ugh, even the noise the toy makes is somehow revolting because it's attached to you. Hope you know how to be silent, right? I mean, you probably have sad faps at 2 a.m. in the morning. Do you get all annoyed at yourself and close the tab right after? You probably find the content you look at sickening. Only you know how brain rotted you are at the core. I bet you look up all kinds of fucked up shit. You sick fuck. You should feel bad, because you're a bad man. Actually, no. You're a pathetic boy. You don't even deserve the title of manhood, not with this excuse of a cock. I don't think I can even call it a cock, in all honesty. Maybe a useless worm works better. And you better not be leaking inside the toy either. That is so disturbing that you feel any kind of action down there and you're ready to mate with it. Are you that sensitive or just that perverse? If you're not careful, you're gonna end up doing something you'll regret later. You know, you get caught masturbating in public just to get your rocks off, you fall deeper and deeper into that disgusting rabbit hole. That's fucked, you're even entertaining the idea. I just saw it in your eyes, don't lie to me. Just because you're incapable of giving eye contact, it doesn't mean I can't read you like one massive, obscene book, you nutjob. You're actually mental. No right in the heat. Oh, did you just try and thrust your hips? Don't be so fucking revolting. Would it pain you to have some decency, especially at a time like this? So fucking shameless. I'll speed up, but it's only to make you cry. Yeah, you actually don't deserve it nice, or paste, actually. You deserve it to be sore and red raw. I want it to hurt. I want it to be the best and worst experience of your excuse of a life. The moment you shoot those pathetic strings of cum, I want tears to roll down your cheeks. They say real men don't cry, right? Good thing you aren't a man then. You're a pipsqueak. An excuse of masculinity. Aren't you ashamed of yourself during this pathetic display? Even now, you're gasping and clawing at yourself, but you don't dare speak a single word. It's like both your brain and body have given up on you. It's like it understands you're completely and utterly helpless. What a bitch boy, honestly. Yeah, that would be the best name for you. Bitch boy, because you are one. Everything in this whole universe that is seen as weak actually perfectly describes you. Do not think I'm gonna listen to any requests from you either. You don't deserve to ask for anything. You got it? Can you get that through your thick skull, or are you too far gone? I can't believe you're actually enjoying this. Oh, you'd be soft if you weren't, right? Or are you gonna claim it's just my body reacting? Yeah, sure it is. I'll believe you if you don't come after what I do next. I want you to say a few things back to me, right? You're a pathetic boy. You are a no good wimp. No good will ever come of your life. And you want to give up, right? So give up to me. Be my disgusting pervert. I can do whatever I want to. You'll be my entertainment. I'll keep you on the straight and narrow path. I'll keep you safe. But I need you to realize that you'll always be my bitch now. So do it. Come cry and become my little bitch boy for now and ever. You really did make a vile mess. Open your mouth. You're gonna fucking clean up. So do as I say. Open your mouth and stick your tongue out. I'm gonna tip this in and you're gonna clean it. I'm sure you can put two and two together. You disgusting pervert. I do not give a fuck. Swallow it, you freak. There. That's better. Good. Well, at least you're good for cleaning up. Maybe you're not entirely useless. I'll keep that in mind for later. Oh, there is most definitely gonna be a later. It's not like you're gonna tell anyone. Imagine what people would think if you ate your own cum. You'd be a laughing stock. No one would want to talk to you ever again. No one cares about the circumstances, so admit it. You're my little bitch boy, and you will be seeing me later.